faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, disguised as Clark Kent, Superman is about to receive important information from a waiter in a restaurant when there is a dramatic interruption.
Batman was supposed to meet me here, waiter. Do you know where
Batman
he might have...
couldn't wait for you, Mr. Kent. He found out...
What? Where did Batman
go? Don't talk.
What's the matter?
I'm being watched.
Watched?
You sit down at a table like you just came in for something to eat.
No, wait a minute.
I'll be right back.
Wait, I... What the Dickens is eating him? Funny. I don't like this, but I guess I'll have to...
What? What the... Great Scott! That waiter that just spoke to me! He's been shot!
June is busting out all over. Yes, boys and girls, the Goonie season is here. Most everybody forgives wacky doings, absent-mindedness, and acute laziness when spring fever strikes. Wherever you look, grown-ups and kids alike are suffering from severe attacks of June. And they're easy to spot, too. For instance, here are some of the symptoms of spring fever. There's a heaviness of the hands that makes it virtually impossible to open a school book after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a sudden crick in the neck that makes it necessary to turn the head only toward the window when in school. Naturally, once having taken that position, the afflicted one gazes out of the aforementioned window, thus considerably irritating the teacher, who would like all attention directed at her. But naturally, the crick in the neck prevents this. Then there's a great deal of stiffness in the joints. And to treat this, most boys and girls run around the diamond, referred to in medical journals as rounding the bases. This is found to be most helpful. And finally, spring fever brings along with it a feeling of good-natured friendliness toward everybody. Yes, even toward the character who lives down the block. And in this season, we feel particularly sorry for those people who aren't friendly, who hate without rhyme or reason, or who are scornful of others because of their race or religion. Because these people are missing out on the wonders of June. They're missing out on the pleasures of spring fever. Why? Because they haven't the nature to appreciate them. So sniff that sweet air and pass that baseball, brother. Summer is here. And now, the adventures of Superman. When a clever underworld character known as the Count disembarked from a ship in Metropolis with a fortune in diamonds hidden on his person, he saw several gangsters waiting on the pier. Realizing they intended to relieve him of his diamonds, the Count made up a dummy package and thrust it into the hands of cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who was at the pier to cover his paper story. Believing the dummy package contained the diamonds, the gangsters seized Jimmy and took him to their headquarters. But when their leader, Nick Greaser, discovered that the package contained only stones and broken glass, he flew into a rage and accused Jimmy of conspiring with the Count to trick him. And he demanded that Jimmy tell him where the Count was or die. Meanwhile, another startling development occurred at the Blue Front Cafe, a hangout of the underworld. A police ambulance has just pulled away from the crowded curb, and Clark Kent, who is Superman, has directed a taxi driver to follow the ambulance. But as Kent steps into the cab, Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet, leaps in after him and slams the door.
Hey, wait a minute. This cab is... What the... Lois!
Hello, Clark.
Where did you come from?
The office. I followed you here.
You followed me?
Why, yes. What's so shocking about that?
Well, how could you?
Well, easy. I heard you say you were going to meet Batman at the Blue Front Cafe, so I grabbed a cab and rushed out here.
Oh, I see.
Tell me what happened, Clark. Where's Batman?
Oh, brother, I wish I knew.
What? I thought he told you to meet him at the cafe.
He did.
Said he found out something about Jim.
That's right. That's what he said. When I got there, Batman was gone.
Gone?
Yeah.
Good heavens, where'd he go?
I told you, I don't know. A waiter heard me inquiring for him and... took me off to one side.
Yes, yes.
He tried to tell me something. Apparently, Batman had left a message with him for me.
Oh, well,
Wait a minute. I'll tell you. Before the waiter could tell me what Batman had said, he was shot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who shot him?
I didn't see who did it.
Poor fellow, Eddie, his name is. That's the waiter. He's in that police ambulance just ahead.
Good heavens, is he?
No. He's alive, all right. Nearly as I could make out, he wasn't too seriously injured.
Oh, good. Then he can talk.
Well, not at the moment. He's unconscious. I'm just hoping he'll be able to talk soon and tell me where Batman and Jim are.
Oh, if only he can.
Well, we'll find out right away, Lois. Just as soon as we get to the hospital. How is he, Doctor?
He'll be all right, Mr. Kent. The wound isn't serious.
Oh, that's fine.
Wonderful. Can we talk to him now?
No, I'm afraid not, Miss Lane.
But you said the wound wasn't serious.
It isn't, but the patient is an elderly man. Oh, and he's suffering from shock.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, then, when will we be able to see him, Doctor?
Yes, Doctor, it's terribly important.
Well, perhaps in an hour or so. I'll let you know.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you.
As Clark Kent and Lois Lane wait anxiously in the hospital to question the injured waiter, Jimmy Olsen, his freckled face bruised, his hair and collar disarranged, is held in the brutal grip of Bronco, a vicious thug, who pushes him into the basement room where the chunky, swarthy Nick Greaser waits, a scowl on his dark face.
Get in there, Olsen.
Get your hands on me, you big bully.
Now, what?
He'll pay for this, and so will you, mister.
Shut up. Well, Bronco, did he tell you where the count is?
No, Nick.
Then what did you bring him in here for?
Well, Nick, look,
take him back and work on him some more.
But
till he talks.
But Nick, look.
Shut up, Bronco. Gotta find the count before he unloads them diamonds. This kid can tell us where he is. Now go on. Work him over again, and don't bring him back until he talks.
But I can't tell anything about that man. I tell you, I never saw him before. Honest, I didn't.
You're lying. You do know the count. You're one of his moms.
No. I swear that's not true.
Nick, I kind of think he's telling the truth.
Who asked you? I do the thinking around here, and I say he knows where the count is. Now take him back and get it out of him. And I don't care how you do it, but make it fast.
Okay, Nick. You're the boss. Come on, kid.
No, wait.
Come on.
Let go of me, will you?
Wait, Bronco. See who that is.
Okay, Nick. You stay where you are, Olsen. Who is it?
Me, Danny. Hurry up. Let me in.
What's up, Danny?
Where's Nick? Hey, Nick.
What's up, Danny?
Batman and Robin just blocked up the street.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah. Clark.
They jumped out of their car and started back this way.
Oh.
Creepers. Them guys are poisoned.
Yeah, you
said it. For me. Now you guys will get it.
Shut up, Olsen. Danny, shove this kid in the back room and keep him there. You understand?
Yeah, sure. All right, come on, punk. Move, I said.
Have you got your gun, Bronco?
Yes, sure, Nick.
Stand by the door. If Batman and Robin come in here, let them have it.
They're bad medicine. The boys are upstairs.
I'm going to call them. Watch the door now.
Yeah, okay. Hurry up, Nick.
Take it easy.
Yeah, Nick.
Send the boys down here, Sally. Batman and Robin are on their way.
Up for Adam, boys!
Get straight, Batman!
Go in the window!
Get him, Bronco!
Yeah.
All right, take the big fellow, Robin. Get him. You got three.
Okay, watch the word, he's crazy.
Crashing into the basement room like angered tigers, Batman and Robin close with Nick Greaser and the burly Bronco as Danny, the third gangster, comes charging in from the rear with gun drawn. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode, so keep listening. You know, gang, that in professional baseball, only six players have ever hit 50 or more home runs in one season since 1901? Well, it's true. Babe Ruth made baseball history with the Yankees when he went over the 50 mark in 1920, 21, 27, and 28. Hack Wilson of the Cubs made the grade in 1930. Jimmy Fox of the A's knocked him over the fences in 1932. And Hank Greenberg knocked the stuffing out of the old apple in 1938. Ralph Kiner of the Pirates and Johnny Mize of the Giants each hit the record last year. Now, these six home run kings are the heavy-hitting greats of all time. They've walloped their way right into baseball's record book, a challenge to future players. Something for tomorrow's kings of SWAT to aim for. Why, some of you fellows who are practicing on the sand lots today will be the big league greats of tomorrow. Yes, maybe the day will come when you'll bat your 50th home run and land right up there along with the six other home run kings. Maybe baseball fame is in the books for the boy down the block or for the kid who just tried out for first base position on your team. You know him well. Well, nobody can tell who the lucky guy will be. Nobody at all. But one thing is sure. He won't be tomorrow's home run king because of where his people came from, or the way he worships God, or what his name sounds like. No, sir. It's the muscular steel behind his booming bat that'll hold the answer. Power, steady nerves, coordination, good timing, and a fighting heart. Those are the things that make the great athlete and home run king. Who knows? Maybe that'll be you. So keep on punching, fella. Learn to play that game and always give your best.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Diving through the window into Nick Greaser's basement headquarters, where Jimmy Olsen is being held a prisoner, Batman and Robin come to Greaser and his burly follower, Bronco.
This should take care of you, big boy. Oh. Pleasant dreams. I'll give you a hand with Greaser, Robin.
Don't bother, Batman. This goose is...
Nice going, Robin. And look out behind you.
Oh, another lad with a gun, huh?
I said him. Take this, sweetheart. Oh.
Robin, that's that.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Sounds like reinforcements coming.
Yeah. We better pick up Jim Olsen and scram.
Here I am, Batman.
Jim.
Boy, you sure wiped up the floor with these rats. Hey,
no time for chit-chat now, Jim. We've got to get out of here. Come on, fellas. We'll go out the back door.
Come on, Jim.
Okay, Robin.
This way, Jim. Robin, there's the back door.
And just in time. There's a whole army behind us.
Here, I'll open it.
What's the matter, Batman?
The door open.
I can't. It's locked and there's no key.
Christopher Columbus. And it's a steel door.
No windows back here, either.
We're trapped.
Their escape blocked. The dynamic duo of Batman and Robin and Jimmy Olsen can only stand by helplessly as Nick Greaser's armed mobsters bear down on them. Unarmed, heavily outnumbered, this looks like a hopeless position for even Batman and Robin, as Superman, waiting at the hospital, is still unaware of his friend's predicament. What will happen? There's excitement and many more thrills in tomorrow's smashing episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 5 of The Secret of Meteor Island on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston straight shooter. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.